Today, I want to talk about a recent interview by the Minister for National Development, Mr. Chee Hong Tat, where he shared some important updates on both the HDB and private property market. Here, let me break this down and also share what we can potentially expect moving forward, especially for home buyers as well as home sellers. According to Mr. Chee, HDB is prepared to ramp up its BTO supply from 50,000 flats to 55,000 flats. That's about a 10% increase. This is definitely good news for home buyers, as it means more BTO options in the pipeline. In fact, HDB has already announced that around 19,600 BTO flats will be launched in 2026, spread across 3 sales exercises in February, June, and October. These launches will include a healthy mix of standard, plus, and prime flats across estates like Ang Mo Kio, Bukit Merah, Sembawang, Toa Payoh, Tampines, Woodland, and Yishun. With these upcoming launches, HDB remain on track to meet its target of offering about 55,000 flats between 2025 and 2027, aiming at meeting sustained housing demand. More BTO supply obviously means more choices for first-timer, but it also creates opportunity for second-timer to be more selective, especially so if you are currently staying in an aging HDB flat. With lease decay becoming a growing concern, this could potentially be a good window to plan your exit strategy. Don't say I never tell you. Looking ahead, in a few years' time, we may start to see a wave of HDB owners selling their flats in the resale market after collecting their keys. The big question is, who will be buying these resale flats then? Will demand from PRs, singles, seniors, or even downgraders from private properties still be strong? Especially so when the authority are also reviewing policy like relaxing the age limit for singles and introducing more flexi flat for seniors. All these could potentially shrink the pool of resale buyers and ultimately on prices. Well, the good days of price increase is over. At the same time, as more first-timers enter the BTO market, will they still consider private property as an alternative? And after MOP, many of these owners will technically be living in million-dollar HDB flats. Will they have the financial firepower to upgrade aggressively into the private market? Turning to the private property market, around 12,000 new private homes are expected to be completed in 2026. This is similar to 2025 level, but about 50% higher than 2024. Mr. Chee also mentioned that if demand rises, the government has the flexibility to increase land supply through both the confirmed lease and reserve lease under the GLS program. This shows that the authority are taking a calibrated and less intrusive approach to moderate private home prices. After multiple rounds of cooling measures like TDSR, lower loan-to-value limit, SSD, to higher ABSD, increasing land supply is another lever to manage home prices. That said, I still have doubts. If land supply is increasing, why do we still see price climbing up? Why does every new launch seem more expensive than the last? Is it due to higher land costs, due to more competition, higher construction costs, or higher profit margin? Well, we'll dive deeper into GLS land costs in another video. If new home prices continue rising, this will inevitably influence the URA property price index as well, especially with more transactions happening in the new sale market. So, how will the private market perform going forward? Are we heading towards a potential oversupply? Or are we still structurally undersupplied, with demand remains strong and relentless? Not forgetting, Johor has tons of condominiums waiting for new buyers, especially after the opening of the RTS in end 2026. Will they suck up buying demand across the causeway? Here, with an increase in both BTO flats and GLS supply, what does this mean for potential home buyers? And what does it mean also for home sellers on the other end? What are your thoughts on them? Drop them in the comment section below. I love to hear your views.